早上好。
Great to be here with you both again.
很高兴能够再次来到这。
Are we happy in the Lord today?
我们大家都很高兴吗？在主里面。
Amen. Okay. Well, this is exciting to be back.
很高兴，很激动的能够再回到这里。
We're going to try something different today. We're going to have my trusty helpers over there work the buttons for me.
我们今天来尝试一下不同的东西。我们这个因为过去他都是自己来放饭的，今天我们有那个那位弟兄来帮助我们来放饭的。
We're going to be looking at a problem of the heart.
我们来看看我们心里面的问题。
And I pray that God will just work in each one of our hearts to follow through with some of the songs we were singing.
在我们唱歌的时候，我就在祷告让神把给我们唱的这个歌的内容来到我们的心中。
The scripture that I'll have he will read them in Chinese. Okay, it's Mark 10:17-22.
我们今天要来看的经文是马可福音第十章17-22。我来读一下耶稣出来行路的时候，有一个人跑来跪在他面前。没有换掉是吧？那如果你有那个圣经的话，你可以跟我一起看。问他说：“良善的夫子，我当做什么事才可以承受永生？”耶稣对他说：“你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位以外，再没有良善的。诫命你是晓得的：不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。”他对耶稣说：“夫子，这一切我从小都遵守了。”耶稣看着他，就爱他，对他说：“你还缺少一切，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，你必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。”他听见这话，脸上就变了色，忧忧愁愁的走了，因为他的产业很多。
Okay, we'll look at those scriptures in a moment.
我们等会再来回头看这个圣经。
So we're going to look at Islam in the world today.
我们来看看今天穆斯林的世界。
Islam today numbers approximately 1.3 billion people.
伊斯兰现在有13亿的人。
Every fifth person you meet today in the world will be a Muslim.
你每第五人，你碰到在这个世界上碰到第五个人，他就是穆斯林。
There are 56 Muslim nations today.
有50-60个穆斯林的国家。
It's estimated that 50,000 Christians convert to Islam while 20,000 Muslims turn to Christ.
有50,000那个基督徒转成穆斯林，但只有20,000穆斯林转成基督徒。
How about Islam in today in America?
今天在这个伊斯兰在美国怎么样呢？
It's the fastest growing religion in America today.
是美国今天最成长最快的这个宗教。
One Muslim publication claims 15,000 conversions to Islam in Washington D.C. alone.
光在华盛顿 D.C. 这个地区就有50,000多这个转成这个伊斯兰教。
80% of those African Americans who have converted to Islam were raised in the church.
80%的这个美国的这个黑人的这个人群转成穆斯林的都是在教会，在基督徒的教会里面成长的。
Back in 1979, there was a magazine cover story. The West can no longer afford to ignore or dismiss the living power of the prophet's message, Islam.
79年的时候，有一个杂志的封面就是这样讲的，就说西方不能再忽视这个穆斯林的这个宗教的能力。
Why is this happening?
为什么这个在发生呢？
Well, listen to one Muslim convert.
来，我们来看看其中一个这个穆斯林的这个他怎么讲。
While the Nation of Islam and other Islamic groups invade the ghettos with a message of brotherhood,
当这个伊斯兰呢，就是来到这个穷人区当中来这个传教的时候
，and a helping hand to rid the neighborhoods of drugs, prostitution, and social welfare mentality,
他们来到这个穷人的当中呢，来除去这个毒品跟这个妓女这些问题。
We are singing this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine in our fancy suburban churches.
而我们这个做基督徒的，我们在这个郊区的漂亮的这个教会里面来唱一些这个歌。
Two words,
两个字
We have a misplaced passion.
我们把我们的这个啊热衷放在不同地方，放在错误的地方。
The problem is not in the world, but in the church.
这个问题并不是这个世界，是我们的教会。
Islam will continue to be the world's fastest growing religion.
穆斯林就会继续在这个最快最快的速度成长。
Not because of its strength,
并不是因为它的力量。
Because of our weakness.
啊，是因为我们的弱点。
It is we, you and I, who need to change.
是你我们你跟我我们需要改变。
Look at those scriptures.
我们来看看这个圣刚才圣经里的一段经文。
Notice in verse 21,
二十二节
，Jesus fixes his eyes.
啊，这个耶稣看着他的这个眼睛。
On the man and loves him with deep mercy.
啊，就爱他。
And cuts right through.
就马上就继续再往下看。
And goes right to the heart.
直接就触不到他的心里面。
It says, go sell everything.
去变卖所有的东西。
And give the proceeds to the poor.
分给穷人。
Then you will have treasure in heaven.
你必有财宝在天上。
And then come and follow me.
然后才来跟从我。
Wow, can we say that today?
我们今天可以这样讲吗？
Are we giving all that we can?
我们把所有东西都放弃吗？
Jesus exposed his heart.
耶稣把心都展现给我们看。
He had exposed the real treasure in his life.
他把他生命当中最深处的这个财宝展现给我们看。
His misplaced passion.
就是这个青年的财主把这个热衷放在错误的地方。
His treasure was tied to this world, not God, and he could not walk away from it.
他的财宝，这个青年财主的财宝是在这个世界上的，他没办法离开这些世上的属世的财宝。
Are you and I so tied to the world system that we cannot walk away from it?
我们是不是也是这样呢？就跟这个世界的财宝粘连在一起，没办法离开这个世界的财宝。
Where is our treasure?
我们的财宝在哪里呢？
I understand that we're in a building program.
我知道我们大家在为建堂筹款。
Are you giving to it?
我们在奉献吗？
Or do you think, you better hang on to it?
我要把它抓住这钱。
Because I have so many things that I want to do.
我有很多事情我自己想做。
Do you want a better place?
你想要好一点的地方吗？
Do you want to reach more people?
我们想更加让更多人来归向主吗？
Where is your treasure?
你的财宝在哪里？
Our exposed heart reveals our deepest treasure.
我们心里展现出来的东西就显现出我们深心深处最重要的这个财宝。
Our treasure is our deepest passion in life.
我们的财宝就是我们心里面最热衷的东西。
The thing we live for.
我们生死有时候都不顾为了
追求。We die for.
死都不顾的。
The thing that consumes me.
这些东西就把我们抓住的。
What consumes you today?
什么东西让我们把我们的精力都消耗了呢？
The songs that we are singing about?
我们唱的歌吗？
Or is it the world?
这是世界。
Where is your heart?
你的心在哪里？
Matthew 6:21 says, Jesus,
马太福音第六章一节
For where your treasure is,
你的财宝在哪里？
There is where your heart will be also.
你的心就在哪里？
We must choose between our earthly pursuits and God.
我们必须在神和地上所我们追求的东西做一个选择。
We all have to make that choice.
我们必须做这样的选择。
The rich ruler had to make a choice, didn't he?
这个最富有的这些掌权的人，他们也要做这些选择。
He had to choose between his earthly passion and God.
他必须选择他地上的财富和神。
His response was one of sadness.
他的回答是很让人伤心的。
And his face fell.
他的脸掉下来了。
And he went away, grieved in his heart.
我们看到这个青年财主，他的脸悲伤了，他悠悠愁愁的走掉了。
Why?
为什么？
Because he could not walk away from his treasure.
因为他没办法离开他世上的财宝。
His misplaced passion.
他把他的这个热度放错了地方。
He instead walked away from Jesus.
他反而从主那里离开了。
His heart was given to his own pursuits.
他的心给了他自己的追求。
Not God's kingdom purposes.
不是神的天国。
Which will you walk away from?
你从哪里走开呢？
Your earthly pursuits and passions?
你地上的追求和财富呢？
Or will you walk away from Jesus?
还是从耶稣基督那里离开？
He's right there.
他就在这里。
And he wants to walk with you.
他要跟你同行。
He wants to help you.
他要帮助你。
He wants to bless you.
他要来祝福你。
And yet we walk away from him.
但是我们却离开了他。
We go our own way.
我们走我们自己的路。
I have a story about a girl named Esther.
我有个故事，这个故事关于一个女孩的名字叫做 Esther。
She had grown in a Muslim village.
她是在穆斯林的村里面长大。
Her mother died when she was eight.
她妈妈她在八岁的时候，她母亲就去世了。
Her father abandoned her when she was 12.
她十二岁的时候，她父亲把她抛弃了。
And later died when she was 15. Her father did.
她十五岁的时候，她父亲就死掉了。
She had been taught to pray to Allah.
她一直是对着这个阿拉祷告，就穆斯林的祷告。
Through Muhammad, 5 times a day.
每天要五次。
But he was distant.
但是他跟神是很远的。
Her God was not interested in a poor village girl.
他的神对他这个很穷的这个村里面的这小女孩不感兴趣。
She married a Muslim man.
他跟一个穆斯林的男人结了婚。
And had their first child.
上面有了第一个孩子。
A beautiful girl.
很漂亮的女孩。
One day, her husband threatened to divorce her.
有一天他这丈夫要跟他离婚。
Which is simple in the Muslim law.
在穆斯林的这个律法里面是很简单的。
But she had a, though she had a healthy baby boy,
她有一个很健康的婴孩。
Her husband still divorced her.
她丈夫还是跟她离了婚。
Just by stating, I'm divorcing you.
只需要在公共场所就说我跟你离婚了。
Well, Esther found her way to the big city.
Esther 来到了大城市
and worked for a Chinese pastor.
她为了我们一个华人牧师工作。
Immediately she was attracted to the love in that home.
她很快就马上就被这个爱所吸引。
She was shocked one day when she heard them praying for her.
她非常惊奇，有一天牧师为她祷告。
She heard them speak of the Lord Jesus Christ.
她听到他讲到这个耶稣基督。
She had been taught that all Christians lie and cannot be trusted.
她一直被教了，就是说她是不能被信任的。
That Christians go to hell and Muslims go to heaven.
基督徒是去地狱的，穆斯林才去天国的。
It was forbidden to read the Bible.
在穆斯林里面是禁止读圣经的。
She knew her decision would be persecution.
她知道她的决定是会带来惩罚的。
And One night,
有一个晚上
as she was on her prayer rug,
她在她自己的那个祷告的那个地毯上
she called out to her distant God,
她叫了她遥远的那个神
a friend of the pastor found her,
她一个朋友找到了她
and told her the only way to God is through Jesus Christ,
唯一的办法去见到神的话只能是通过耶稣基督
That night,
那天晚上 Esther,
Gave her heart to the Lord Jesus Christ.
她把她的心给了主耶稣基督。
About a month later,
一个月以后
she visited her family.
她回去看她的家庭。
And when they discovered her newfound faith in Jesus Christ,
当他们发现她已经接受了耶稣基督
they were angry.
他们很愤怒。
That was when the persecution started.
她的惩罚就开始了。
About a month later,
一个月以后
Her brother-in-law led a gathering of people.
他的这个他的这个他的兄弟就是他他的这个兄弟吧。
She was hung for 4 hours.
他被吊死在四个小时。
Beaten and threatened,
被打被威胁。
They yelled, "We would rather see you dead."
我们想看到你死。
As though that you are a Christian.
我们想看到我甚至要你死。但也不想看到你变成一个基督徒。
Persecution went through all through the night.
这个整个晚上都是这样。
When she refused to recant, they took her to a local witch doctor.
她拒绝改变她的主意，他们就把她带到那个当地的一个那个巫婆那里。
Who forced her to drink poison.
给她喝了毒药。
Then a group of witch doctors tried to force her to deny her faith in Jesus Christ.
这些巫婆呢，就是让她来否定她自己的信仰相信的东西。
She refused to turn from her new faith.
她拒绝放弃耶稣基督。
And told them they could do nothing to stop her from following Jesus.
告诉他们，他们不能做任何东西让她停止来相信耶稣。
Even before the Muslim leaders, she refused to change her faith.
这个穆斯林的这个这些领袖们来了，她也拒绝来放弃她的信仰。
She was locked up on another island.
她被关在一个岛上。
After 5 days, she escaped.
5天以后，她逃了出来。
Returned to the island that she was rejected.
她回到这个岛上。
And she was separated now by her son, from her son.
她儿子被他们带走了，被分开了。
But Esther had found her treasure, and not even death would take it from her.
Esther呢，发现了她的财宝，甚至死。
We don't face death here, do we?
我们并不面临死亡。
But where is our treasure?
我们的财宝在哪里？
We need a full heart surrender will lead to costly sacrifice.
我们需要全心的、全身心的降服，而且呢，需要昂贵的这个代价。
Jesus now turns his attention from the ruler to the disciples.
现在我们再看这个经文呢，耶稣从这个青年财主的话讲完以后呢，就对门徒讲。And
by verse 26, he said they were not out of their senses.
我们看到23节，这个耶稣对门徒讲，有钱财的人敬神国是何等的难呢？They
were surely shocked.
他们非常惊奇。
It's the same word used with when Joseph and Mary were searching for Jesus.
当年这个玛丽跟这个约瑟，同样的话，就是当他们在寻找耶稣的时候。
When he was a young boy, they found him in the temple after they had lost him for 2 days.
当耶稣基督在圣殿里面，他们找玛丽跟约瑟找不到他的时候，
they were shocked.
他们也惊奇了。
The disciples had heard the conversation between the rich ruler and Jesus. They heard that.
这些门徒都听到这个耶稣和青年财主讲的话。
And now they were asking each other.
现在他们自己互相之间的问，
Who in the world could be saved?
那谁能够被得救呢？
Their world has been rocked.
他们原先他们自己的世界就完全移去了。
In verse 27, Jesus fixes his eyes.
27节，耶稣又看着他们，就是这些门徒。
And he looks right into them. Take the disciples and tell them with God, all things are possible.
耶稣对他们说，在人是不能，在神却不能，因为神凡事都能。Whether
it be salvation or the kingdom of God.
无论是救恩还是这个天国。Then
Peter asked.
彼得来问耶稣，
Look, we have given up everything.
我们放弃了一切。
And followed you.
来跟随你。
What then should we have?
那我们将来会得到什么呢？
And maybe some are here are saying, look, we have given everything.
我们在这儿，我们也可以说我们给了任何东西。
And now they want more.
他们还需要更多的。
Where is your treasure?
你的财宝在哪里？
Is it with God?
是天国是什么？
Or with the world?
还是这个世界？
In verse 29 to 30, Jesus says,
29节,
Truly I say to you,
我实在告诉你们,
There is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or farms.
人为我和福音撇下房屋，或是弟兄姐妹、父母、儿女、田地，
for my sake and for the gospel's sake, but that he shall receive 100 times as much now in the present and in the age to come.
没有不在今世得百倍的，就是房屋、弟兄姐妹。 父亲、儿女、田地，并且要受逼迫。
Jesus is not looking for a measured or calculated surrender or sacrifice.
耶稣基督并不是计算你放出了多少，你奉献了多少，你降服了多少。
We carefully calculate.
我们在计算。
Our sacrifices for earthly pursuits.
我们的牺牲是为了地球上，为了属世上的追求。
God wants full-on passion and a heart for a treasure in heaven.
神要我们把我们的所有的追求，我们的全身性都放在天国的财宝里。
We had a teacher in our organization, Child Management Fellowship.
我们在我们这个组织里面是有一个老师。
She used to teach at Dallas Seminary.
她曾经在那个德州那个Dallas 的那个神学院教。
And she would go all over the world.
她到处到世界各地去。
And sometimes people would tell her, you know, you have so much talent.
别人告诉她你有很多天才。
Why don't you go into the world system and you can make a lot of money?
你可以到世界里面去，你可以赚很多很多的钱。
She said, "My treasure will be on the other side."
她说我的财宝在另外一边。
When God calls me home,
当神叫我回家的时候
，there's going to be a long line of boys and girls, teenagers and older folks coming to heaven with me.
当我去到天国的时候，有很多很多小孩的话，很长很长的这个排队跟我一起去天国。
Treasure was in heaven.
这个财宝是在天
国， not for this world.
并不是这个世界。
In God's kingdom, full surrender leads to costly sacrifice for a treasure that merits our full passion and heart.
这个在神的国度里面，为了真正的财富，付出昂贵的牺牲，是值得我们全身心的付出。
It must become a one passion journey.
必须是只有一个这个热衷的。
One day.We will stand before him, eyeball to eyeball.
我们有一天我们会再到神的面前，眼睛对眼睛。
Only he will matter then.
他只有他才对我们是有价值、有意义的。
God must become our treasure, our passion, our heart.
神必须成为我们的财富，成为我们的追求。
A passion for the glory of God.
这个热衷呢，就是我们的热衷，一定是为了荣，单单要来荣耀神。
In Mark 10:29b, Jesus says, "For my sake and for the gospel's sake."
在二十九节马太福音第十章第二十九节上面，耶稣就这样讲了，是为了我和福音。
And Matthew 19:29 says, Jesus says, "For my name's sake."
在马太福音里面也讲到，是为了我的名。
What motivated the early disciples?
这个早期的这个门徒们怎么样
？To give their lives for the kingdom.
他们为了天国而舍弃了他们的生命。
Looks like they finally, eventually learned the lesson, didn't they?
他们最后门徒们懂得了这个功课。
What motivated Esther to keep on going at what?
为到底是什么能使这个 Esther 继续往前走，连生命都不顾呢
？I have never been beat up for my faith.
我没有被这样被打击过，被因为我的信仰缘
故。What I'm willing，
但是我愿意。
I'm willing，
就像 Esther 一样，我愿意。
If I love my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ，
因为我爱我的主耶稣基督。
I know what He's done for me，
我知道他为我做了什么。
He went to the cross，
他为了我上了十字架。
The sins of my sins and the sins of the world on Him，
把我的罪，把这个世界上的罪全部带走。
So I can have my treasure in heaven.
所以我可以有这个机会，把在天国里面储存这个财富。
For my name's sake.
为了我的名，耶稣说。
Is our treasure in God? Is God in our treasure, God?
神是我们的财富吗？
Then no sacrifice will be too great.
没有任何牺牲是比这个。
For those whose treasure is God above all else.
当这些。别的这些人，就是我们别的事情。如果我们把这个财富放在别处的话
，the same thing runs in each of their veins。
这同样的东西经过我们每一条血管。
Living for something bigger than life，
为生命更比生命更大的东西而生活。
Living for something that is worth dying for，
为生命啊，比生为了这些东西，为了这些追求，为了死亡都可以抛弃。
It's all about His glory。
都是为了神的荣耀
，Not our comforts，
不是我们的舒服
，Our agendas，
不是为了我们的目的
，Our plans，
我们的计划
，Our dreams，
我们的这个梦想
，About Him，
都是为了神
，It's always been about Him，
总是为了神
，It's about Him today，
今天是为了神
，And it'll be about Him in the future，
明天也是为了他
，When your treasure is God，
当你的财富是神的时候
，And the kingdom purposes，
为了天国的缘故的话。
The issues of obedience, surrender, and sacrifice.
这个顺服和这个牺牲的这个问题
，and loving others
和爱别人的事情
，comes naturally.
自然就进入你的心中。
and people can see it.
人们可以看到。
Why? Because you are consumed by the glory of God.
因为你被神的荣耀，你在神的荣耀里面。
And not yourself in a petty pursuit.
而不是在你个人的很可怕、很可笑的这个追求。
And your passions of life.
你的这种你的生命的追求呢？
The words that we sang this morning.
我们这个今天早上唱的歌。
Have you ever thought about those words?
你想过这些字吗？
When you sing these songs that we were singing this morning.
当你唱这些今天早上的这些歌的时候。
Do they grip you?
它触动你的心吗？
Or are they just words?
它只是这些字而已。
Are you changing?
你自己有改变吗？
Or are you the same next week? You're going to be the same next week as you were last week.
你下个礼拜就跟上个礼拜是一样的。
I always ask people that if you're not changing, why even go to church?
我经常问别人，如果你都不改变，你去教会干什么？
I mean, that's what you go to church for.
这是你去教会的目的，就是改变你。
To hear from God.
去听神的话。
You've got to clean up a few things in your life.
那把你生命当中的这些脏脏东西清除掉。
And you're going to be different next week.
你下个礼拜就不一样了。
And if you keep changing,
如果你不断的改变，
you're going to have to build a big, big building.
你就要建很大很大的房子。
Because the people want to be around you.
因为别人想来到你的旁边。
There can be no competition in our passions.
在我们的这个热衷当中，是应该没有任何别的东西可以跟
our
竞争。
Our pursuit or our treasure.
我们的追求，我们的财宝。
Don't waste your life on the wrong treasures.
不要浪费你的时间去追求错的财宝。
I will say here, take your honored place, O Christ. As the all satisfying treasure of the world. With trembling hands before the throne of God. Is utterly dependent on your grace.
完全来依靠你的恩典。
We lift our voice and make this solemn vow.
我们把我们的声音来提高，我们来说这样的祷告。
As God lives,
神活的
and is all I will ever need,
我们所需要的
I will not waste my life.
我不会浪费我的生命。
There is only one way not to waste your life.
只有一个办法可以不浪费你的生命。
Live daily,
每天
in complete obedience and full surrender.
完全的顺服和降服。
Ready for the costly sacrifice.
准备好去付出昂贵的代价。
All to God and His glorious kingdom.
完全是为了神和他荣耀的国度。
Purposes and you will not waste.
你就不会浪费你的生命。
Be consumed by God.
让神来占有我们。
And find life abundant and eternal.
你就会发现你的生命是丰富的而且有永生。
Earthly passions, pursuits.And treasure will betray you at the portals of eternity.
当地上的财富和追求和热忱在永恒当中是毫无价值。
Listen to this quote from someone in the past.
我们来听听这段这个过去很早以前有人讲的这段话。
Sometimes people believe in little or nothing.
有时候人们在生命把生命的一生都给了为了他相信的一点或者什么都不相信的。
And yet they give their lives to that little or nothing.
他们的生命就给了这些一点点的相信，或者根本就没有相信的。
But there is a worse faith than living without belief.
但还有比活着没有信仰更糟糕的命运。
It is to live with a firm commitment to that which, at the end of life,
那就是为了这坚信的追求呢，一辈子到终。
At the portals of eternity, turns out to have betrayed you.
到永生的面前呢，他才突然发现自己的相信、自己的信仰。
That was from Joan of Arc.
这个是从那个Joan of Arc，就是中文把它翻译成那个圣人贞德，是法国人，是我自己的。
I don't know where your heart is today.
我不知道你的心今天在哪里。
But I ask you.
我来问你。
Let your heart be consumed with God and His glory.
让神的荣耀来占据你的心。
And you will do whatever Jesus asks you.
你就会做神叫你做的任何事情。
And then we will be ready to take the challenge.
我们就可以接受这个挑战。
And reach the people all around us.
来让所有世界上的神人人都来接受福音。
Then you will start seeing your church grow in numbers.
你就会看到我们的教会会成长。
And the building that you're going to build.
这个教堂我们准备建的。
Probably will be too small.
可能很快就变得很太小了。
Wouldn't that be awesome?
难道这不是很好吗？
Remember the one quote from earlier?
刚才我们看到的这个一段话。
Islam will continue to be the world's fastest growing religion.
这个伊斯兰会继续成为这个世界上最成长最快的宗教。
Not because of its strength.
并不是因为它的强力量。
But because of our weakness.
是因为我们的弱点。
It is me, you and I, who need to change.
这是你我我们需要改变。
If we get our hearts right.
如果我们把我们的心放对了
，and our passion for God becomes our highest aim，
我们对神的追求成为我们最高的这个目标
，our greatest treasure in life，
成为我们这个生命当中最大的财宝
，then we will stop singing in our fancy churches, let this light of mine shine。
我们就在这个啊很漂亮的教会里面，我们就不再唱了。
We'll get our hands dirty，
我们让我们的这个手变脏
，and we'll get out there in the ghettos。
我们到穷人区里面去
in the towns,
到镇里面城市里面
our neighborhood,
到我们的这个社区里面去
and we'll love the people that are not lost, I mean not saved
我们就会爱那些没有被得救的人
for the glory of God
为了神荣耀的国度
why?
为什么
because we will have a people passionate for God
因为我们有这样的人他的人呢我们这样的人呢就是对神是有热衷的
I always wonder,
我总是那个奇怪
if you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your personal Savior,
如果你知道神耶稣基督是你个人的救主
you've asked him into your heart and life,
你叫他进了你的心中
you know you're going to heaven,
你知道你会去天国
you know it's going to be a wonderful place,
你知道一个很漂亮的地方
there's no sin there,
没有罪
there's no tears,
没有眼泪
there's no crying,
没有哭
there's no pain,
没有痛苦
And you're going to go there.
你知道你会去那里。
Why not invite others to go with you?
为什么不邀请别的人一起去呢？
It's a wonderful place.
这是很好的地方。
So why don't we tell others?
为什么我们不告诉别人呢？
Where is our passion?
我们的热衷在哪？我们的热情在哪？
Is it for God?
是为什么？
You say, oh, but I have a job.
我有工作要做。
So why?
我也有啊。
But I can still share my faith.
但是我还是可以跟别人一起分享我的这个相信啊信仰啊。
But if you share your faith when you work,
如果你在工作上跟别人分享你的信仰啊
you better be a good testimony.
你必须有很好的见证。
You better be a little bit different.
你自己要改变。
You young people here.
我们今天有小孩在这里。
You better be a little different.
你也会改变。
Does that mean you're going to be a radical? You're way out there.
是不是意思你完全的改变，完全的不一样吗？
Just a little,
就是一点点。
People need to see Christ living in and through you.
人们需要看到耶稣基督从你身上来看到。
Let's be a passionate people for God.
让我们都成为为神的热衷的热情的。
Living for the glory of God.
为神的荣耀来活。
And not our petty personal pursuit.
不是为我们这些可怜的个人的追求。
Let's not waste our lives.
我们不要来浪费我们的生命。
But instead, be a people who have a treasure in heaven.
让我们成为在天国继续财富的人。
Live up in lives of full surrender.
让我们的生命成为完全的降服。
Costly sacrifice with God as our treasure at whatever the cost.
昂贵的这个牺牲就是为了神，但是完全的牺牲，不管是怎么样的牺牲。
The choice is yours.
这个决定是你的。
Don't walk away from Jesus.
不要从耶稣基督那里离开。
Like the rich young ruler did.
就像那个青年财主那样。
Instead, follow him.
我们来跟随耶稣。
Making God your treasure.
让神变成为我们的财富。
If you do,
如果你这样做的话
it becomes a one-person audience, a one-person walk with God.
这样就成为一个人你个人的跟神同行的旅行。
And you will live and breathe to know and make him known.
你就会生你的生命，你的气息都会彰显出神的荣耀。
No matter what he asks you to do,
不管他叫你做什么。
No matter what he sends you,
不管他是跟你说什么。
It might be just to your neighbor.
可能就是跟你的邻居。
It might be just to your coworker.
可能是你的同事。
The choice is yours.
这个决定是在你身上。
May it be said of our generation.
啊，那我们对我们这一代人。
And generations to come.
或者后面跟后面几代人的来，后面几代人。
That we did not shrink back.
我们并没有往回走。
Or from pursuing our utmost for His highest.
我们并没有退步，就是为了追求神最高的荣耀。
In this time of great need.
在这个需要的时候，今天。
What is your treasure today?
你的财富是什么？
Is it God?
是神吗？
Is it God?
是神吗？你在自己为天国中积累了财富吗？
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, thank you so much.
天父，我们真是感谢你。
For your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
为了你啊，你主耶稣基督。
Was willing to go to the cross.
耶稣基督为我们在十字架上而死。
Father, thank you for saving us.
天父，感谢你啊，拯救了我们。
And for calling to share your love with others.
来呼召我，来分享你的爱。
May it be each one here today.
啊，让每一个人在今天在这里的每一个人。
That we can say that our treasure is in heaven.
都可以这样讲，我们的财宝在天上。
Our thoughts on you.
我们的思想在你，我们的思念想在你身上。
And I pray, Father.
哇，我祷告。
If there's one here that has not trusted in you.
如果在这里面你还没有信主的。
Has not come to that point where they realize that they are sinners.
他没有认识到自己是一个罪人。
They would ask Jesus to come into their heart.
啊，你就今天来到主的面前来求主来赦免你的罪。
For today is the day of salvation.
因为今天就是你救恩的一天。
It says to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved.
因为圣经说，如果你相信主耶稣基督的话，你就会得救。
Then there are some here today, Father, that have given their life to you.
啊，我们这里当中已经接受了你的作为救主的。
But they're holding back.
但是他们往回收缩。
They're holding back in many areas.
他们在很多地方都往回收缩。
Make it their prayer, Father, today.
让他们也来到你的面前的祷告。
I will give all to you.
我要把所有的一切都给你。
And I know when I do.
我知道当我这样做。
You will return it 100-fold.
你就会百倍的来祝福我们。
Because we have a great God.
因为我们有最好的神。
We love you today.
我们爱你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
阿门。
感谢。